We present King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Peter Davison as Eric Brown and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster.
Well, then, let's be getting on with it.
Shouldn't you be in assembly?
I was, for the start. Fred Holliday's taking it today.
Oh, yes, of course. It's his turn, isn't it?
Giving him his usual fighting the good fight, etc. I don't know why he bothers. He's preaching to the converted.
Oh, come on.
Have you seen those kids in the playground, knocking the daylights out of each other?
And you were never like that, of course.
Perish the thought. Anyway, let's hear it. What are the latest crises?
There aren't any.
But it's 9:15.
Yes.
By this time, he usually had at least one irate parent on the phone, 3 children locked in the toilet, and some member of the staff wanting to replace a blackboard or something.
No.
Not even a little teeny crisis?
No, nothing at all.
Well, well.
That's made your day, hasn't it?
They're probably saving them up for today's staff meeting.
Oh, that reminds me.
Aha, you see, I knew there'd be something.
No, it's not a problem.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's just, have you remembered to put the school play on the agenda for the staff meeting?
And that's all?
Yes, believe me.
Yes, I did write it down yesterday. The agenda's on your desk, isn't it?
I haven't seen it.
Yes, yes, it's here somewhere, I'm sure.
Oh, is this it?
Yes, this is the agenda. Thefts from cloakrooms, rude words on main gate, Mr. Warple's leaving present, school play. There you are, Mrs. Stone. Any other business, go home.
Will Mr. Holliday be doing the play again?
Oh, I expect so.
It was very good last year.
Fred and the school play have become something of a tradition, haven't they? It's like the farce we have to go through before he comes out and offers to do it.
Farce? What are you talking
about?
Well,
it's the same thing every year, isn't it? I say, who'd like to do the school play? Silence for about 5 minutes. Then someone says, Mr. Holliday did such a good job on it last year. And someone else chimes in, oh, please do it again, Fred. And Fred goes, well, all right. If no one else will, I mean, honestly, it's an annual performance I could do without.
He probably waits to see if someone else wants to have a go.
Don't you believe it? No one would dare.
Oh, I don't know. He isn't a pushy man. In fact, I've always thought he was rather shy.
Shy? No one's shy after 30 years in teaching. You end up with the sensitivity of a ton of bricks.
Well, not everyone's like you.
Thank you. Ah, that's it. Assembly's over. Time for the educational process of the 20th century to begin.
I think we should discuss in more depth just why. What makes children want to write rude words in the first place?
Indeed we should, Mr. Brown, but not now, if you don't mind. We really have spent quite long enough on this subject. And so, if I can ask you all again to keep your eyes and ears open.
Yes.
I mean, this sort of thing does the school no credit.
And it upsets the caretaker.
Oh, quiet, Mrs. Patterson. Right, now moving on. Mr. Warple's leaving present.
Oh.
Any volunteers to organise a collection?
Oh, I should be happy to do that, if no one else minds.
Right, thank you, Mrs. Rudd. I'm sure we'll all be grateful to you for taking charge of that.
It's the very least I can do.
And if anyone sees Mrs. Rudd going into a travel agent's with a bag full of money...
Mr. Beeston.
A joke, Mrs. Rudd.
I don't think jokes about one's character are in good taste.
No, no.
Actually, I'd like to raise a point.
Is it a quick one, Mr. Long?
Well, yes.
These staff meetings are getting longer and longer, and we'd all like to get home before midnight.
I want to be on the bypass before 5.
Yes, right. It's about this whole business of presents. I don't want to be a wet blanket, but we've had 4 collections in the few weeks we've been back. There was Mrs. Sydenham's new baby.
Oh, yes,
there was. Well, there was Arthur Conway, and a bunch of flowers to cheer Angela Krusty up over a divorce. And now Mr. Walpole.
Well, what's wrong with a collection for Mr. Walpole?
Nothing. I just think it's a bit much.
Yes, I agree.
Look, I don't know how everyone else feels, but personally I can't afford it. I'm terrified every time someone falls ill in case it means another collection.
Well, I think that's disgraceful.
It's all right for you. You've got 2 incomes.
That's nothing to do with
it. Yes, Mrs. Rudd, we can fight it out later. Point taken, Mr. Long. But for the moment, Mr. Walpole's getting a collection organised by Mrs. Rudd.
I should think so.
Right, next. Ah, the school play. I suggest we put one on in 6 weeks' time. The play to be decided by whoever's doing it. Any volunteers? No volunteers.
Well, I'll have a go.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Brown?
I was just saying, if no one else wants to volunteer, I'll have a go.
Oh. Ah, well, yes, right. Any thoughts, anyone? Fred?
No. I...
Is that all right with you? If you'd like someone else to do it.
No,
Mr. Brown, no. Thank you.
I think it could be fun.
Right. And, well, I'm sure you can rely on the rest of the staff here to, help you. Right?
Yes.
Good. So, if there's no other business, I think we could call it a day.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Keeping you on your toes, are they?
More or less.
I hate playground duty on Mondays.
I don't mind. Makes a nice chase from just sitting around in the staff room.
Particularly this morning.
Well, yes, I suppose so. Don't get me wrong, they're a nice lot, but,
There was a bit of an atmosphere.
Well, you felt it too.
Oh, yes. Your fault, I'm afraid.
Me? Well, what have I done?
Staff meeting? Last week?
Yes.
The school play.
But what about it?
Well, you weren't to know, but Fred Holliday's always done it. Well, as long as I've been at King Street.
Oh.
I think some of the other members of staff think you're trying to muscle Fred out.
Well, I wouldn't do that. Why didn't he volunteer when Mr. Beeston asked?
He would have done in the end, but he likes to be wooed.
Well, I didn't know. I thought I was doing everyone a favour.
Famous last words at this school. Don't let it worry you.
Look, I'll go and see Mr. Beeston. Tell him I'd rather Mr. Holliday did it.
Don't be silly. Fred will get over it.
What about the others?
Of course they will. Anyway, I think it's a good idea for someone else to
Mr.
do it.
Mr. Brown!
Uh-oh. Could be trouble.
What?
Careful.
Oh, I've been looking everywhere for you, Mr. Brown.
Hello, Mrs. Love.
Mr. Brown, I want you to know that my decision not to provide the music for this year's school play is not a criticism of you, personally.
It's not.
No, it is my way of demonstrating publicly my criticism of Mr. Beeston and his handling of the whole affair.
What affair?
Actually, Mr. Brown didn't know anything about the school play, that Mr. Holliday's always done.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you're right, Mrs. Patterson, and Mr. Brown should have been told. He was allowed to volunteer in all innocence.
Well,
goes to prove what I've always said, that Mr. Beeston is totally unsuited to bear the responsibilities of a headmaster.
But surely, it is only the school play.
If it was only that, Mr. Brown. But it isn't, is it? It is the principle of the thing. And I shall have to tell Mr. Beeston so when I see him.
Oh.
But I just want you to know that there is no ill will against you, certainly not on my part.
Thank you.
I'm just sorry that it's going to take a disastrous school play this year to show Mr. Beeston just how wrong he was. Oh, Mr. Brown, I have your class for music after play.
Yes?
They were 2 minutes late last week. You will see they arrive in the hall on time today.
I will, Mrs. Brown.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brown.
My God.
See what I mean?
Yes, but surely that's just Mrs. Rudd being Mrs. Rudd.
You think so?
Well, I can't imagine Mr. Holliday going up in the air like that, and he's the one most affected. Don't you think?
Now, look, I've said I'm very sorry you're upset, Fred. But I didn't know Brown was going to volunteer.
But I always do the school play. You'll know that.
Then why didn't you speak up? I mean, be fair. I did give you a chance at the staff meeting.
You put me in an impossible position.
Well, what else could I do?
You could have asked me first.
Come on. Remember last year? You said, that's it. That's the last school play I do. All the extra work, all those headaches. You said you were fed up with it.
I am fed up with it. That's not the point. I was prepared to do it again. If no one else volunteered.
Well, they have, haven't they?
I mean, it's the principle of the thing. I should have been asked first.
Look, Fred, I tell you what. As you feel so strongly about it, I'll have a quiet word with Brown. I'm sure he'll understand.
Oh, no. If you want him to do it, let him carry on, then. He'll soon learn what he's taken on.
Yes. Of course, you could always offer to give him a hand, give him the benefit of your experience.
Why?
Well, you know...
To settle your conscience.
Now, what the hell does that mean?
Well, let Brown do the play. I wash my hands of it.
Come off it,
no,
Fred.
No. As far as I'm concerned, that's the end of it. I shan't mention it again.
All right.
I suppose you've heard what he's planning to do, the play.
No, he hasn't said anything to me.
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet? Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Why, who wrote the other one?
Well,
At least it's interesting. I think, yeah, it's a good idea. And it's different.
The man's mad. The idea of doing Shakespeare at a junior school. Especially this one.
Well, I don't know.
Do you know how long it is?
No.
It's the equivalent of 3 football matches.
Well, he's probably doing the Football Association version.
I don't think it's funny. Just shows what happens when you put a school play into the wrong hands. And Mrs. Rudd agrees with me. She says she won't play the piano for him.
Why?
It's a matter of principle, she said. And frankly, she's right on this occasion. And there's the bell. I'd better be going.
Look, Fred, I've told you. I'll talk to Mr.
No. If he wants to do the play, he can do it. And good luck to him. He'll need it.
All right, Fred.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Holliday. Your wife rang. Mr. Holliday?
Give me strength.
What's wrong with him?
If I'd known he was going to take it like this.
Take what, like what?
The school play. He's upset.
You mean about Mr. Brown doing it?
Amongst other things.
Poor Mr. Holliday.
What do you mean, poor Mr. Holliday? Didn't you hear him in here?
What?
Yes. This fuss about the school play. He's carrying on like a bloody prima donna.
Mr. Beeston.
Well, I'm sorry. But honestly, I'm surrounded by lunatics in this place.
Thank you.
Well, you know what I mean. But the only good thing to come out of all this is it stopped Mrs. Rudd playing the piano. If that's the effect Brown has on her, I think I'll get him to do assemblies as well.
Poor Mr. Brown.
Is there anyone you don't feel sorry for? What about me?
You can take care of yourself.
I'm beginning to wonder.
I'm sure Mr. Brown doesn't realise what he's let himself in for.
He soon will. Hey, do you know what he's going to do with our kids?
Uh-huh.
Romeo and Juliet. Would you believe it?
Yes, I think I would. Yes, it's a very good idea.
You can't be serious.
I am. It's original, at least.
It's lunacy. Who in their right mind is going to come and watch Shakespeare at King Street? He's unintelligible enough as it is. With our lot let loose on it, we'll need subtitles.
Well, I think you might be in for a big surprise when you see what the children make of it.
The mind boggles.
Well, I'll come and watch it. I like Shakespeare.
Oh, so do I, in small doses. But what about the parents? You give them the choice of a night watching Coronation Street or come here and watch Shakespeare. Well, you don't have to be mastermind to get the answer to that one. Well, I think I'll have a quiet word with Mr. Brown after school.
Quiet, everyone. Now, as I was saying, don't forget to bring in the egg boxes for the dinosaurs tomorrow.
Is that what they ate?
Sunda. Right, home time, off you go. Quiet, please.
Watch it, Patel. That was my foot you trod on.
Sorry, sir.
You do it again and you will be.
Hello, Mr. Brown. I thought I'd catch you before you rushed off.
Oh, nothing wrong, is there?
What? Oh, good Lord, no, absolutely not.
Oh, good.
No. I just thought I'd pop along and have a word, see how your plans are going for the school play.
Oh, yes, I wanted a word with you about that.
Ah, did you? Well?
No, you first.
I heard a rumour, a little bird, you know, that you're thinking of putting on Romeo and Juliet.
It's past the thinking stage, Mr. Beeston. Yes, we're going to do Romeo and Juliet.
You have, finally decided to do that, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I realise how enthusiastic you are about it all.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I'm sure you are. So, let's see, how can I put this?
Yes?
It's a crackpot idea, Mr. Brown.
Crackpot?
I mean, let's be honest, our kids aren't really up to Shakespeare, are they?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Beeston, I don't agree. If we can give them the chance to discover Shakespeare through actually acting in the play, well, it's the best way, in my opinion. I think it can be fun.
Well, yes, it can be fun, I suppose.
I want to show them that quite apart from being great literature, Shakespeare is there to be enjoyed. And what I plan
to do... Yes, have you thought about the audience?
Well, I think they'll enjoy it too.
But most of our parents have trouble with modern English. You start throwing Shakespeare at them, they'll all get up and walk out.
Oh, I was going to adapt it, you see. I'll bring some of the language up to date a bit. That'll be more acceptable, don't you think?
Not to Shakespeare.
Well, he won't be in the audience, will he?
True. But what about the length? I mean, do I need to arrange meals and overnight accommodation for the audience?
No. I'll do a shortened version, about an hour, I should think.
Oh, well, that's a bit more like it.
I'll stick to the basic storyline, you know.
Yes. Well, you have been giving it some thought, haven't you?
Well, naturally.
And do you really think you can put it off?
Oh, I'm certain I can.
Right. Well, that's first class.
Oh, you wanted to talk to me about something, Lee?
Yes. In fact, it's rather worrying.
I can't have that. What's the problem?
Well, I've heard that Mr. Holliday has always done the school play, and he's a bit upset about me, coming in.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've seen Fred Holliday and sorted it all out. There's no problem.
Oh, good.
Yes, he says he's quite happy for you to do the play. He didn't want to do it anyway.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I'd hate to cause any sort of friction or upset Mr. Holliday. Shut up! All right, carry on, Joanna.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore aren't you, Romeo?
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, very well.
Family, Romeo. Did you hear me all right?
Yes, perfectly. Off you all go out to play now. We'll, run through it again tomorrow.
She seems to be enjoying herself.
She's like a foghorn. She'd be better at calling in the boats on a lake. Come in, Romeo. Your time is up.
Oh, come on. She's not that bad.
I suppose she isn't really. In fact, they're all coming on slowly.
Early days, yes, isn't it?
It would help if I could get everyone together for every rehearsal.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, no? I'm afraid I'm not getting a lot of cooperation from some members of staff.
Who shall remain nameless?
Why on earth do they assume my doing this play is a personal attack on Fred Holliday? I mean, it's not my fault. I didn't know I was destroying a sacred tradition when I volunteered.
All right. You don't have to convince me.
Anyway, they're doing their best to mess up my rehearsals.
Oh, come on.
They are. My Romeo's in Mrs. Wilberforce's class, and every break time he's due to rehearse, Mrs. Wilberforce keeps him in for some reason or other. So I haven't had a chance to rehearse the balcony scene because there's no one to stand under the balcony. At this rate, it'll be a production of A Another and Juliet.
Go and see Beeston and complain. He might even let you rehearse in lesson time.
Ah, but then they'd say Mr. Holliday didn't need them in lesson time when he put on the school play.
Oh, so it's pride, eh?
No, it's not pride. It's the principle of the thing.
Oh, no, not you as well.
Not me as well what?
As soon as anyone in this school gets on their high horse about something that's not going their way, they invoke the principle of the thing. It's getting to be a religion.
I'm not getting on my high horse.
Yes, you are.
Am I?
Looks a bit like it from here.
Well, yes, I suppose I am.
See?
Still, they're not all against me. You've done a fantastic job on the costumes. And Mr. Long has offered to be stage manager. At least there's no one else I can upset by doing this play.
How about Shakespeare?
Cheek. Actually, I think he'd quite like it.
Right, Mrs. Stone, that's the stock orders signed. What's next?
Booking coaches for the third year school trip.
Right, where are they going?
Whipsnade Zoo.
With a bit of luck, they'll keep most of them in. Come in.
Please, Mr. Beeston.
Yes, Andrea.
Please, sir, someone started to fly in the clover at the top of the cradle.
What? Oh, my God, sound the fire alarm, Mrs. Stone.
Right.
And call the fire brigade. I'm going over there.
Mr. Beeston?
But not now.
Can I have a word?
Oh, for God's sake, Yvonne, we're on fire.
Fire? It's not a practice.
Come and help, the cloakroom.
Well, where is it?
I don't know.
Can't see anything.
There's no smell of burning.
No.
Where the devil is it? Andrea?
You can't tell how fast, Mr. Beeston.
Well, never mind that. Where's this fire?
Over there.
Where?
In the corner. Those two burnt matches.
That is it?
Well, you always say to tell if we see anyone playing with matches and it could have turned into a big fire.
Yes, yes, that's true. You're quite right, Andrea. Now, who did it?
What?
Well, who set light to the matches?
I don't know. I didn't see. There was light when I saw them.
You mean they weren't alight when you saw them?
No. I just told you they must have started to fire. I never said it was still going.
I don't believe this.
All right, Andrea, go and join the class.
Yes, miss.
I do not believe this.
She thought she was doing the right thing.
I suppose so.
Anyway, Now it's all right and I've got you on my own.
All right? I've got half the local fire brigade on their way. I'll have to stick a kid's head in some railings to make it worth their while.
Yes, but while I've got you here...
Please, Mrs. Patterson.
Mr. Brown's having problems with the school play. And though I probably shouldn't say it, I think it's really your fault.
So, fire practice is over. Now, when your class number's called, go back to your room with your teacher and go quietly. Over to you, Mr. Long.
Right. Class one.
Ah, Fred.
Hello. Any sign of the fire brigade?
Not yet, no. Look, are you teaching now?
No, I've got a free period.
Oh, good. Could I see you for a moment?
Mr. Beeston!
Yes, Mrs. Rowe?
I wish to complain most strongly. We should have had prior notice of the fire practice. I was in the middle of a music lesson.
There's a very good reason why there was no advance warning, Mrs. Rudd. The little arsonist who tried to set fire to the cloakroom didn't give us one.
Arsonist? You mean it was a real fire?
Very nearly.
Who was it?
I don't know, but when I find out, I'm sending them round to look at your piano.
Really?
Come on, Fred. Let's go to my office.
Look, Fred. It can't go on like this. It's time we called a truce. And I think you should make the first move.
I don't see why I should.
Come on, Fred. You've been through it all. Brown's new. Think what it was like when you first started teaching. If you can remember that far back.
Ah, that's not the point, and you know it. It's the principle of the thing.
Oh, for God's sake, don't bring that up again, or I'll start eating the furniture.
No, it is.
No, it isn't, Fred. It's the school play, and it's the kids that matter.
Well...
All right, I mean, it won't be the National Theatre. Frankly, we'll be lucky if it's Crossroads. And I still think Brown's mad to be doing Shakespeare. But, let's give the kids a chance.
Yes. I suppose you're right.
You know I am.
Yes. Okay.
And you just offer to give him a hand, eh? Well, you don't actually have to do anything. Just keep a watchful eye. You know what I mean.
I suppose you'd like me to have a word with Mrs. Rudd about playing the piano.
I thought we were going to give the kids a chance.
Yes,
you do that. Heal the rift.
Right. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Fred. I'll be very grateful.
But I still think you were wrong. The way you handled it.
I expect you're right.
Oh, Romeo dead. Oh, Romeo dead.
And what's this?
Oh, yeah. And what's this? A cup of poison. He must have poisoned himself.
Himself.
That's what I said.
Carry on.
I shall kiss his lips. There may be some poison left on him.
She ain't really going to kiss me, is she?
No, I ain't.
Pretend to.
On the lips? I ain't going to kiss him. I hate him.
I'll kiss him somewhere else.
Can't I eat him and get a poison finger?
No, you can't. Leave it there and we'll practice it again tomorrow.
Right, sir.
Off you go home now.
Right, sir. Bye. Bye, Mr. Brown.
Bye. Hi. How are the lovers doing? Juliet would rather belt Romeo than kiss him.
Just like real life.
Hello. Still at it?
Just finished for the day.
And it's looking very good. I'm impressed.
Well, your costumes look wonderful.
Thanks. And I've got some good news for you.
We're getting our pay rise.
Oh. About the play. I have it on very good authority that Mr. Holliday, Mrs. Rudd and the others are going to offer to help you.
Are they?
Oh, that's great.
Is it?
Of course it is. They're accepting the situation.
Well, I'm sorry, but they've left it a bit late.
What?
After all the hard work we've put in, now they want to jump on the bandwagon and grab the credit. Well, hard luck.
What do you mean, hard luck? It's what you wanted. You said...
No, as far as I'm concerned, they've had their chance. I'm managing very well so far. I don't need their help now.
Oh, you great idiot.
What do you mean?
You're worse than they are. Do you know that?
I don't think so.
This play isn't your private property, you know. It's the school play.
I know that.
Oh, I shall get so mad if I stay here. Heaven preserve us. A great, stupid idiot.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
Oh, not me. I never get involved in private quarrels.
Well, she called me an idiot.
Yes, I heard that part.
Well, do you think I am?
Pass.
You agree? You think I'm being unreasonable?
I think you ought to... No, forget it. Come on, let's go home.
I don't believe it. I just do not believe it.
What don't you believe?
The school play, Mrs. Say, and what else?
Now what is it?
You will recall that we started off with Holliday, Rudd, and the rest of the gang of four not speaking to Brown. Well, they are still not speaking to him.
But you sorted that out.
Well, so I thought. But now they aren't talking because he has refused their offer of help.
No.
Yvonne Patterson's not talking to him either, for some reason or other. And no one at all is talking to me. You realise we could end up with the first Trappist junior school in the county?
I don't know what to say.
No, not you as well. Honestly, these teachers are worse than the kids. If I had my way, I'd shoot the lot of them.
And who'd be top of the list?
The way I feel at the moment, they're all top of the list. But I'll settle for the first one to walk through that door.
Ah, Mr. Beeston.
He'll do. Mrs. Stone, go out and buy me a gun.
Sorry?
Oh, it's all right, Mr. Bird.
Could I have a word with you, Mr. Beeston?
That sounds like a good idea. I'm prepared to allow a last request. Come into my office.
And so, I suppose when I stopped to think about it, I realised that Yvonne was right. I was being rather foolish about it all.
Well, it takes courage to admit it.
I've seen Mr. Holliday and the others and apologised, and I've asked them for their help. And they've come up trumps.
Good. And are you and Mrs. Patterson talking again?
Of course. I don't know what I'd have done without all the help she's given me.
More than you'll know.
Oh?
So, all's well that ends well, eh? All much ado about nothing. A tempest in a teacup.
yes.
I do know my Shakespeare, Mr. Brown, if only the titles. Anyway, let's just pray that we don't have to weather any more storms before next week's performance.
To have more talk of these sad things. Some shall be pardoned and some punished. For never was a story of more woe than this, of Juliet and her Romeo.
They liked it.
I knew they would.
Did you?
Of course, it's Shakespeare. You can't go wrong with Shakespeare.
No?
Audiences love it. You know we ought to do Twelfth Night next year. Or do you fancy Hamlet?
Well,
Yes, I think the kids would love Hamlet. Chance to handle a skull. Have you got a ghost?
Yes.
Anyway, well done, Mr. Brown. A good job.
Thank you. But it's thanks to the kids, really.
Of course it is. But then that's what it's all about, isn't it?
You have been listening to King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Peter Davison as Eric Brown and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster. Tom Watson featured as Mr. Holliday, the deputy head, Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, school secretary, Paul Copley as Mr. Long, Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd, and Deirdre Costello as Mrs. Patterson. Sundar was played by Marco Ferraro, Joanna by Natalie Abbott, and Andrea by Danielle Akers. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.